everybody and anybody knows of the BT Young Scientists, and they've tacked a bit onto the end of it now, is called the Young Scientist and Technology Exhibition. The upcoming one, which of course, because this is 2020, is going to be the BT Young Scientist and Technology Exhibition for 2021. And it is going to be extremely interesting how that is done, put together, formulated and presented. And to tell me about it, I am delighted to be joined by Mary Colhan. Mary, good morning and welcome to the programme. Or Cahalan, should I say. Cahalan,
yeah.
Cahalan is right. Good, strong West Cork name. Mary, it is, I would suggest, challenging, to put it mildly, to put it together for next year with the way things are at the moment.
Yeah, it has been. Normally, we would be planning a physical exhibition. So we would be looking at the stands and everything else that we would have and getting out to the students and letting them know what they need to do to come to the venue with us in January. But of course, that's not happening this year. So we've had to actually start everything virtually from scratch. So we actually have had our entries in for the main exhibition, and we got the results out last week to the schools. So it's actually, we were able to turn around the screening to pick the top 550 projects really, really quickly this year in under 3 weeks. So I must say a big thanks to our screening judges that helped us with that. So that allowed the students to be told whether they were qualified or not, so they could continue working on their project during the midterm break. Also last week, we launched our primary science fair, which we've been doing for about 21 years. And we just let schools know that that's going ahead this year as well, albeit both will be going ahead virtually. But we're just giving as many young people the opportunity to get involved in STEM again through the BT Young Scientists and Technology Exhibition.
Mary, with the way things have been in the education system in this country since, was it the 12th of March, I think, that the then Taoiseach Leo Varadkar issued his statement shutting everything down? I think actually the first thing he closed was the schools. Has that created additional problems, considering that I know that there was a lot of remote learning and all that going on, but that really and truly that schools have only returned to what is the current normal in September. Now, if you marry that problem with the issue that I would think that a lot of schools, school teachers and school principals had an awful lot more to worry about, that it is quite possible that the Young Scientist Exhibition could have slipped under their radar.
Yeah, so We were very cognizant of that when we were making our plans. So the first thing we did was when the schools closed, to start looking at the options that we could be affording. And we made that decision in over the summer months, actually, that the exhibition would go ahead and it would be virtual. So that was the first thing we did. And then we had to look at how we communicate with the schools. So we did that by email. And another thing as well is that we actually delayed the closing day for entries this year as well, to allow the schools a little bit more time. Now, the fact that the schools were getting used to distance learning and everything else helped us to look at how we could do things like our judging in January when it comes to the finals and things like that. So there is now an ethos of e-learning in schools. We looked at the platforms they were using, and we decided to use some of those platforms for ease for the students, so they'll be able to be interviewed by the judges, and we start using those platforms to do our judging already. So yeah, it definitely has been more complicated than it normally would be, but we gave as much opportunity as we could to students to do it, and by delaying things, and we were absolutely blown away by the positive mails and stuff we had coming back to people. So it's great that it's not cancelled. It's something to look forward to, but also the level and quality of the entries as well.
And talk to me a bit about the, you know, for a student now who has, or a group of students or a school who have qualified for the Young Scientists of exhibition of 2021, and I keep calling it that because it was the Young Scientists in my day, but of course it's the BT Young Scientists and Technology Exhibition. How will that unfold for people who are involved in it? What way will it happen? Like, I mean, we're familiar with Zoom and all that, but I mean, when you're talking about something as prestigious and as important as this, I presume that it's going to be a bit more advanced than your normal run-of-the-mill Zoom conference.
Well, there's two different things, and you're right. What we had to do, what I spent actually quite a long time over the summer doing, was looking at platforms that were available out there that we could look at, and there wasn't anything. So we had to start from scratch and do everything ourselves. So that's around the exhibitor stand, so our brilliant sponsors that take part with us every year and partners, how we could tell their story and how we could do that, so that we had to build that. We also wanted a way, and an easy way, that everybody could see everything online, like they would normally see when they're at the ODS. So we built that as well. So that's where our starting point in that regard. But the judging and the students' projects were the most important. So we very quickly came through a process of how we do that. It is complicated. On our end of things, it won't be complicated for the students or the judges to use. So the judging will happen directly with the students in either their homes, if we're back in lockdown again, or if they're in schools, if the schools are open. And the judges will be able to interview them as they normally would do face-to-face. So that hasn't really changed. So we're trying to keep the ethos as close together. We are trying to add little bits on, like we're launching different things like Primary Science Fair. We have another launch later this week, which I can't tell you about, but you'll hear about it in time, just to get content and science content for our stage area and different things like that. So keeping it as close as possible to the exhibitions people would have seen in the past, but everybody's seeing it online instead.
And tell me this, Mary, for pupils or schools who wish to put forward a project, how do they go about doing that?
Well, that's closed for the senior, as in the secondary schools part, but for primary schools, they just need to go to www.b2youngscientists.com and look at the Primary Science Fair. So that is a whole class competition. So all 30 pupils in the class can take part. And they just put together a proposal of what they'd like to do. We have 100 places for that, and they will happen over the 3 days of the exhibition, which are the 6th, 7th and 8th of January. We have given recommendations on how students can continue to work in their pods. As we know, that's the makeup in the schools. So that part of the exhibition is open for 3rd, 4th, 5th and 6th class students. So and that will be open until the 13th of November.
That's correct. That's Friday the 13th of
Friday
all.
The 13th. I know when I was picking the dates, I went, oh, is that a sort of a misnomer or a bad idea with the year we've had? But look, we have to give a deadline at some stage. So it's always, I think, better to do it towards the end of a week.
And the other side of it then, which I would find fascinating, Mary, is considering what we have gone through since last February, March, right through the summer and now into the autumn stroke winter months, and knowing how intelligent and how curious some of our younger minds are, do you think that there is going to be a big emphasis this time on unique and unusual methods of technology which will help people to deal with the likes of this and that can be used going into the future? Because I know from talking to various organisations that a lot of them have learned a lot from this, and have taken, hard as it might seem to believe, some positives from it that they can use in the future. So do you think that maybe the younger minds might be thinking that way now, that there could be some very fascinating projects coming our way in between the 6th and the 8th of January?
Yeah, absolutely. I think what we've seen, and I haven't got into them in too much detail yet, because we'll be doing that over the course of the next few weeks. So it was more important to get the results out than look at the content, I think. But yes, from early days, there was a lot about COVID, about use of technology, about people actually, I think, being disenfranchised a bit, not being able to get out and about as they normally would do. And we've always seen that with the students, that they sort of follow what is in the mainstream and what's going on, and they look for solutions. They look for solutions that will affect themselves and their peers, their families and everything else. So absolutely. And another thing, I know people really enjoy coming to the exhibition in January, but what we're hoping for this year is that more people on a global scale will just see how amazing our young people are. So what we've been able to do on the website, we'll be asking each of the students' groups to film a little, we call it an elevator pitch, tell people about your project in 2 or 3 minutes, and that will be up on the website so people can go in and find out about a project and what the students are trying to do as well. So it's really, really good that way as well.
And two things, Mary, before I let you go. I'm fascinated to discover, and for you to be telling us this morning, that the website and platform you needed for the BT Young Scientists and Technology exhibition did not exist. So you had to go and build it from scratch. So that's a first, and I presume that that is something that you can now market around the world for various organisations that want to avail of it. And secondly then, Mary, we know that to win this prestigious award is a brilliant thing for any school and students involved therein. But we also know that they then progress to a European competition. Is that European competition going to take place next year?
So if I start from your first part of your question, so as regards the reason that we had to sort of build something from scratch, there wasn't anything of the sort of that fitted our model, and we bring very, very high quality, we feel, and I didn't think anything out there had that. So that's why we started from scratch, haven't even thought about selling it on or marketing it in any way, because it was built very particularly to mirror what we do at a face-to-face exhibition as much as possible. As regards to the European Young Scientists, so yes, it is amazing for somebody to put a project in. It's really, really important. The European Young Scientists was postponed this year and was supposed to happen in Salamanca in Spain. I have been told it's going to happen next September, but of course we don't know where we'll be with COVID. So I'm hoping it does, because Ireland and the winners of the BT Young Scientist Technology Exhibition have an amazing record at the European Young Scientist. We have won it, I know 15 times out of 31 years we've won first place. So I would really like our winners to get the opportunity to bring their projects forward and to see how they get on in 2021, definitely.
Well, irrespective of that aspect of it, we wish each and every school and each and every student taking part in the 2021 BT Young Scientists and Technology Exhibition all the best. But Mary Cahalan and your team, we want to thank you for making it possible, because without you and the efforts of your team, it wouldn't be happening. And it is, and again, while it may not be what it has been in other years by way of the way that it is being conducted this year, it still is there. We haven't lost it, and there's a huge debt of gratitude owed to you for that.
Thank you so much.
And again, we wish all the schools, and don't forget, folks, primary Mary is the 13th of November. Friday.
13th of November, yeah.
You won't forget it, folks, it's Friday the 13th. That's the closing date for the for primary entries for the exhibition. Mary, we might come back and touch base with you after the 9th or so of January and talk to you about how it actually went and how it unfolded, because I'm sure that there's going to be massive lessons learned as well, and you'll be monitoring it extremely closely.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's no problem at all. I look forward to that.
Now, that was Mary Cahalan, a good West Cork day. Mary, thanks a million for joining me this morning, and I wish you well with the exhibition. And there she goes, hanging up on me. But anyway, it's a fantastic thing, and it's brilliant that they're able to do it and keep it going, because it has become a part of the infrastructure and part of the landscape of the Irish educational system over the years. And great to see that they have managed, against all the odds, to make it happen again in 2021.